The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We discussed in the previous shiur two distinct inyanim which are part of Yishuv Ha'aretz. There is the chelik of living in Eretz Yisrael, mitzad, being mekayim as a emtsoi of keeping mitzvot atluyos ba'aretz. That's one Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And there's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is totally, we said, in Kibush. The part of Eretz Yisrael which is controlled by Klal Yisrael, that is the part of Eretz Yisrael that has mitzvahs, hatluyas baret. Then there's a separate, distinct mitzius in Eretz Yisrael of the Mokoim. Like the Rambam says, the place that was promised, the land that was promised Avraham Avinu, it's the land that the Rabban Shalom has a bris with Klal Yisrael, L'chol Deresem, that place is special. There's one who lives there, lives on a higher madrega. That's the other, more distinctive aspect of mitzvahs Yishuv Haaretz. Nothing to do with the mitzvah Tluyos Baaretz. By the way, let's just point out, Tosfos, by us, in Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, says B'Shem Reb Chaim Kohen, that B'Zman Hazeh there's no chiv to go to Eretz Yisrael. He says, Ki yesh kama mitzvahs Tluyos Baaretz v'kama inshim de'en on yuchel lizor behem v'lamen aleim. Reb Chaim Kohen seems to imply that the Iker Mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz is being Chaim Mitzvah Tluyos Baaretz. It's not a raya. It could be that what he means to say is that since the conditions of living, at least in his time, in our times, it's quite possible to be Chaim Mitzvah Tluyos Baaretz. Once the Chazanish came along to Eretz Yisrael and established the proper Gedorim, one could easily keep the halachas of Orlo, Klayim, Shemitah, Trumas and Maisis properly. Everything is very clear today. What not. The halachas are written up in Svarim. It's like any other area in halacha. So this reasoning wouldn't apply. What Reb Chaim Kohen means to say is that extenuating circumstances that would force one not to live properly in Eretz Yisrael would pater one from the mitzvah. If one can't be mekayim the mitzvahs properly, one would not have the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. And by the way, we're going to discuss now whether there's a chiyuv, whether there's a chiyuv bizman hazeh bechlal, whether there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and in the Pesachei Tshuva, in Eben Ezra Simon Samachay, on the dinim of our Mishnah of Akol Koifin Voilun Eretz Yisrael, the Pesachei Tshuva brings from the Trumas Hadash, and even if there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, but it's predicated on one's ability to earn panos in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says later on, one's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael l'shem lisa isha. Lulmoy Torah, where it says in a few places, Panosa. So we see that there are extenuating circumstances which would make that the living in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's a chiyuv, even if it's a mitzvah, one would be potter. Reb Chaim Kohen doesn't mean more than that. Does not necessarily mean that Reb Chaim Kohen holds the ikur of the mitzvahs bechdei lekayim mitzvahs, mitzvahs at luyis baretz. The mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael, but there's a separate inyan of owning Eretz Yisrael in order to be mekayim mitzvahs at luyis baretz. That's the Gemara that we explained, that one could be over on a shvus on Shabbos in order to buy a field in Surya. Is there a mitzvah? Let's phrase this more properly. Is there a chiyuv if one is able to? If one's not able to, one's not able to. In times of sakonis defashis, Tezbei says by us, sakonis derachum, one would not be mechuyv. But let's say one, as is the case today, is there a mitzvah saseh for one to live in Eretz Yisrael? Is there a chiyuv to live in Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam, in all of the Ramach essay, in all his mini mitzvahs, does not bring a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. The Ramban, in his Hasogis on the Rambam, in his fourth mitzvah that he feels the Rambam left out, says that a Yishuv Haaretz is a mitzvah. And he says this comes from a pasuk of Parshas Maaseh, Vayirashtem es haaretz v'yashavtem bo, you will live in it. That this is not only a haftocha that Klal Yisrael will be successful at capturing and settling Eretz Yisrael, that's given to Klal Yisrael before they went into Eretz Yisrael, but it's a mitzvah. It's a tzivui v'loi haftocha. It's a mitzvah. I say the Ramban says l'doyrois. The Gemara, he brings the Gemara's bayos. It says that the other place in Shas, Amoraim, went out of Eretz Yisrael. The Sefer says they came back. They didn't want to violate the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi on that pasuk in the end of Parshas Maaseh says that it's haftocha. This haftocha that Klal Yisrael will be successful at capturing Eretz Yisrael does not sound like there's a mitzvah. Again, we said Tosfos B'Shem Reb Chaim Kohen is not a raya, because even according to the Ramban, there might be circumstances which would prevent one from living in Eretz Yisrael, even if there's a chiyuv, which Ramban says a chiyuv if one is able to. But what does it mean one is able? One could, has to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael. What's the definition of living? One doesn't have parnosa, maybe that's not called living. The Trum Sadeshin says that one has to have a mekor parnosa betucha, which would basically finish the discussion today, whether one is mechuyev to give up everything in Chutz Laaretz and move today to Eretz Yisrael if one does not have a steady source of income. Steady source of income, by the way, doesn't have to be millions of dollars, but it means reasonable, and it means something that he could live with honestly and respectably, and he could raise his children. If there are chinuch problems in moving to Eretz Yisrael also, that would be part of the same thing. Tavdenezi even adds that one, and part of the mitzvah, it seems that Avnez is coming because the mitzvah of Yeshiva Zoret is the mitzvah of living, of making its own to a living place. If one only has a makar panos of chula, it could be that would also be a ptur. Because that's not called living in Eretz Yisrael. Living in Eretz Yisrael means one is able to settle the way Klal Yisrael was meant to be. One is able to settle himself in Eretz Yisrael and to live in the king's palace and cut off his dependency on the outside world. Cut off his dependency on the world that's outside of Eretz Yisrael. If one can't, could be that there is no chiyuv. But on a theoretical level, the Ramban says there is a mitzvah, there is a chiyuv, even bizman hazeh. The Rambam skips the mitzvah. What does the Rambam hold? Now we have to discuss. There's another shita, which is interesting, that Avinezer brings. Avinezer has a long kuntris on mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz, which was negay in the late 1800s. There was a kvutza that got together, it was a group that got together to buy land in order to settle the land. That was one of the burning issues in the late 1800s. The movement of buying land in Eretz Yisrael was then taken over by secular Zionism, unfortunately. But as far as Frum Yidin were concerned, to group buy, was land in Petach Tikva, Chadera, and other places that was bought to settle the land, and they were discussing whether this is a chiyuv, whether it's a milo, whether it's a mitzvah, whether it's mamish a chiyuv to participate if one is able, if one has the funding to buy this land, move to it, so settle it, become self-sufficient. And in that context, Avnezer brings a ritva Yuma Daf Lamed Ches that says that even though there's a chiyuv to go to Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Abayis, but Bizman Azeb, Bizman Agolus, there's only an Isser Lotzeis me Eretz Yisrael. There's no Chiv to go to Eretz Yisrael, this also needs a Hezbollah. Where does the Ramban learn out of Shita from that there's a Chiv? Before we discuss why the Ramban holds there is no Chiv, or it's not counted as a mitzvah, let's discuss the Ramban. Where did he get it from? Achr Samachren want to say he got it from Awasugya. How would there be a din of Kaifim Lalois that a husband could force his wife, a wife could force a husband to move to Eretz Yisrael if there's no Chiyuv to live in Eretz Yisrael? Now what's interesting is the first line of the Gemara by us on Kuf Yudam and Beis says HaKol Malin Lasuye Mayer Lasuye Avodim. What's the pshat? Rashi says Lasuye Avodim, that an Odin could force an Eved Ivri to go with him to Eretz Yisrael. The Ran, B'shem the Ravid, says a different pshat. The Ran says that the Ravid was mefarish the Gemara not an Eved Ivri, Eved Knani, because B'derek Kol, when the Gemara says Avodim, Stam Eved means an Eved Knani. The Chiddush is that if an Eved Knani wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, he can force his Odin, not the Odin forcing the Eved. The Eved could force the Odin, he says, because he's Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs. The Eved is Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs, the same way the Rav is Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs. We see clearly that the Ran was dealing with, because there's a chiv in mitzvahs, and there's a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. The Eved has that also. Why shouldn't he be able to force his Odin that the Eved should be able to be mekayim his mitzvahs? The Pshan Rashi is Rashi Lishitosi, Rashi in Pashas Maaseh, holds that the pasuk that the Ramban brings as the imperative that there's a mitzvah, you, to move to Eretz Yisrael, Rashi denies that. Rashi holds that's avtocha. Klal Yisrael will be zeicha, will be successful. There's a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. So Mele, he can't explain the Gemara mitzvah the mitzvah. But in any case, the way the Ramban understands the Gemara, which is the understanding of the Ravid, there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to come to Eretz Yisrael, and Eved Kenani could force his Odin, a wife could force a husband could certainly force a wife to move to Eretz Yisrael if they so desire, because there's a chiyuv to live in Eretz Yisrael. What's difficult to understand is that the same Gemara says there's also a din that a husband and a wife could force each other to go from any place in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. There's certainly no chiyuv mitzvah to move from Tzvas to Yerushalayim. Might be a milam, it said Kedushas HaMokar. But is there a chiyuv? So what we see over here from the Ramban, what we have to say, Pshan the Ramban, is that the Ramban holds, like we discussed in the previous year, that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, the chiyuv of living in Eretz Yisrael, is not mitzad capturing Eretz Yisrael. It's not mitzad kibush. It's not a chelik like discussed in the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh. There's a mitzvah of being koivish Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to settle the land in order to bring it under Jewish control. The mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is in order to live a life closer to the Ribbono Shel'Olam. In that context, there's a chiyuv to come to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Hasheni Hashem Lekecha Bo. Mokum, the Ramban says in the end of Parshas Maaseh, when he discusses this mitzvah, and he says it's the Mokum Muftachas, Lavrom Avinu, Lashkochas Abayri, it's a Mokum Kodesh. That is the imperative to live. So it could be that the Ramban holds that to go from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael is a definitive mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. In Eretz Yisrael, to move to Yerushalayim, Be'etzim, it's the same din. Hakoyel Malin V'Koyfin. Ishvi Isha Koyfin Zezeh. There's no chiyuv per se to move from Tzvas to Yerushalayim, but it's definitely the same inyan. So in terms of Hilchus Ksuba, they would be able to force each other, even though in terms of a mitzvah say it's not a chiyuv proper. That l'chor it's k'mat dvar mukhrochim in the Rambam. Why does the Rambam argue? So here we can say very simply that the Rambam holds that the ikur of mitzvahs Yishuva Oretz, this is the mahaluch of some achronim in the Rambam, is that this is the mahaluch of the Megillas Esther, the Mefarish on the Sefer HaMitzvah, is that the Rambam skips this mitzvah because the Rambam holds that the ikur of the mitzvah is to capture Eretz Yisrael, to bring Eretz Yisrael under Jewish control. That mitzvah of bringing Eretz Yisrael under Jewish control is not negeh bizman hazeh. So the Rambam doesn't count it because the Rambam has a principle that Tarag mitzvah is only mitzvahs that are nog b'chol ha'deris. Either Rambam holds that korbonos are part of the Tarag mitzvahs, korbonos are not noig bizman hazeh. Korbonos would be noig bizman hazeh if there would be a beis hamikdash. Over here, right now the matzav of Klal Yisrael is that Eretz Yisrael is not under Jewish control. Klal Yisrael is not under Jewish control. We're told all the generations since Golus Bavel, we're totally in outside forces. We're totally in the Umas Olam. Even when Klai Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael after the first Beis HaMikdash, they were also totally in the Umas Olam. So Memela, the mitzvah, the chiyuv of living in Eretz Yisrael's bottle, because that chiyuv is only an outgrowth of the mitzvah of being koivish Eretz Yisrael. This is the Mahalach of the Megillas Esther. And I'd like to delve into this a little bit more. The Gemara Bayos says that there were Sholosh Shvuos. The Gemara learns that Hishbati Eschem Im Toiru Hishbati Eschem Anois Yushalayim B'tzvois Bayolus Asad. The Gemara brings that there were Sholosh Shvuos Echad Mehem Shlo Yalu Yisrael B'choymo. Shlo Yalu Yisrael B'choymo. Klal Yisrael can't come up like a wall, literally can't come up in mass from the lands outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. The Megillas Esther points out L'chayda Ramban Nisoyis to this. The Ramban holds that there's a chiyuv b'chol ha'deris to come to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says over here that the Ribbono Shel'Olam was mashbi'a Klal Yisrael not to come. And this, by the way, is the basis of the Satmar Rav Zatzal's position that there is no mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, and it's wrong to encourage emigration to Eretz Yisrael. This was a Muhammad that he fought his whole life. Based on the Gemara of Sholosh Shvuos, his sefer on the topic Vayoyel Moshe is Milosh and Shvuah. Pasuk says in Pashas Mois, Vayel Moshe li Yisroi, means that Moshe swore to Yisroi. That's the basis of the Isser of organizing and forcing and encouraging Aliyah l'Eretz Yisroel. The Ramban obviously argues. The Ramban says it is a mitzvah. So the Megillas Esther points out, the Samarov accepts the Megillas Esther's opinion as halacha. He has a whole sefer, a brilliant sefer, and he accepts that opinion as halacha. The Ramban clearly disagrees. And the shal is what the Ramban does with this Gemara. Hama'ayin Yira, if you look in the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs, where he comments that on what he feels the mitzvah is, the Ramban says that the mitzvah is bizman hazeh al kol echod ve'echod. What does that mean? There's a mitzvah on each individual. Every mitzvah is on each individual. What does that mean? That means that kibush, we discussed the concept of kibush yochid, kibush rabim, kibush is something capturing, bringing Eretz Yisrael under Jewish control, on the Klal Yisrael's control, the Kedushas Haaretz is chalan and legabi mitzvah tluis baaretz, is not a individual venture. There's no mitzvah for a bunch of gun-toting Jews to bring a hilltop someplace in the Judean desert under their control, settled there. That's not the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Eretz Yisrael is something that's done by the Klal. Klal Yisrael. And that's why only Kibush Rabim Shmei Kibush. It means that Klal Yisrael, the Sanhedrin, with the Melech, with the whole Tzura of the Am together, captures Eretz Yisrael and makes it part of the homeland of Klal Yisrael. That's a mitzvah so Rabim. Mo'idi Tochen, that the answer to the Megillas Esther's Ha'ari is that the Ramban holds that the mitzvah of Kibush Taka does not exist. After Bayis Rishon, when the woman Sa'ilam took over, there's the Hishbati Eschem and Eis Yerushalayim, not to force the hand of the Rabbanu Shalom to bring the Golos to an end by capturing Eretz Yisrael. But mitzad every person's Maila, imperative to live a life of Dveikus Bashem, there's a chiyuv to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Ramban means as a mitzvah kol echad ve'echad. It's a mitzvah of a yochid, it's not a mitzvah of a rabbin. The Ramban seems clearly to point out that point. The Rambam would seem to hold, if we want to take this a step further, that the Ikin mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, that's why the Rambam doesn't count as a mitzvah, because the mitzvah is only l'shoah. It's all part of the program of being Kovish Eretz Yisrael. That's not a mitzvah, that's not in the days. From after Golus Bavel, when we're more or less Toluy in Umm Salem, even to make a state of Israel, was only Toluy in the UN. Of course we're Toluy. Today, if we control a hilltop or not, is Toluy in whether the house is controlled by Republicans or Democrats, who's the controlling party, who's the president. That's not called a matzav of kibush. If the Umm Salem still have a say in our affairs, that's not called kibush. In that case, today there is no mitzvah of kibush Eretzol, but there's still a maila for an individual to live in Eretzol. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah is not nog l'dayrois, because the reality of Kiyum Kibush Eretz Yisrael no longer exists after Bayis Rishon Ad Mitzvah Shem B'mehev Yomeinu until Ad Kiyov HaShilin, until Mashiach comes. So that's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Let's take this a step further. There's a Gemara over here, a difficult Gemara to understand, the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Beis, where the Gemara says Reb Zeira Adakom Mishtamim Minedir of Yehuda Deboi Lameisk Eretz Yisrael. Reb Zeira avoided Reb Yehuda. Reb Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael. His opinion was that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz. We'll see. Reb Yehuda held the Amr of Yehuda kol ha'ilu mibovel Eretz Yisrael oivah ba'asei. He brings a pasuk in Yirmiyo. Bovelo yuvo. Klal Yisrael will be brought after the Chub Ma'is Rishon by Nevuchadnezzar at the Bovel. V'shomo yu ad yoyim pokti oisam no ma'ashem. The Novi says to Klal Yisrael that you will remain in Bovel. One who leaves Bavel is over a mitzvah. Say Reb Zeira held that there's a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. He left. He avoided Reb Yehuda. Reb Zeira says that pasuk is talking about the Kli Sharis. Reb Yehuda says no. Reb Yehuda has a different drasha. The Gemara says Reb Yehuda is the one who's mechadish the din of Hishbati Eschem from the pasuk that there is no mitzvah to go. Reb Zeira responds that there's a chiyuv, I'm sorry, that there's a bittel, because there's a chiyuv to listen to the Sholosh voice, there's a mitzvah shalayalu b'chayimut, not to go up by force. Reb Zeira went up as an individual, like we said. So it seems to be a discussion over here between Reb Zeira and Reb Yehuda. The whole Sholosh voice is Reb Zeira. Based on what we understand, Reb Zeira is the one who's mechadish that the Sholosh voice is mevatel the mitzvah of kibush, has nothing to do with going up to Eretzol. Reb Zeira went up to Eretzol as a yochid. Reb Yehuda seems to disagree. So what's very interesting is there's two memories over here. One memory is Reb Yehuda holds kol ha'ilum mibovel Eretzol over ba'aseh shenema bovel yuvo. There's another memory on Oman Aleph that says that there's an issur to leave bovel l'shar arotzes, issur to move from bovel to America, to China. Why? Rashi says, that the reason is because Bavel was the home of the yeshivas, it was a Mokum Torah. To leave that for a Mokum any Torah, there's an interesting letter, the Chaznish writes that between the two world wars, that Poland, which is the home of all the yeshivas, the HaKadosh equates in one sense the yeshivas and the Chofetz Chaim. It's the home of the Chayeli, the Chofetz Chaim, it's the home of the Olam HaYeshivas, it's also to leave that and go to a different place. He was writing about somebody going to America, of course. But that was only in hindsight where one was able to see that not leaving Europe was an almost certain death sentence. It was almost impossible to be able to see that in that door. So that's the Chaznish's letter on that topic. But in any case, Reb Yehuda has these two memories. What's interesting is the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, brings on the Kaloilam Mibovel. He brings, he doesn't bring the Kaloilam Mibovel out to Swallow the Basne. He brings the din of Bovel the Shara Rotzois, and he brings the Pasuk of Bovel Yuvov, Shami Yu, Ad Yoim Pokti Oisa. How did Rambam learn the Gemara? So Reb Chaim Brisker says in a shtickle, it's printed on the stencil of Grach al Ashrat at the end of Ksubis, this daf. He says that the Rambam held that it was only after Churban Bayis Rishon. The Gemara says that Churban Bayis Rishon, since the kibush, the control of Eretz Yisrael, all Eretz Yisrael became bottle, the kedushas Eretz Yisrael became bottle. When Klal Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael, the Bayis Sheni, there was some type of kedushas Eretz Yisrael reestablished. It wasn't on the same scale, and it wasn't Ayidei kibush, because there was no kibush. They, even though there's something called kibush, it's not a real kibush, because they were under control of the Mesoilim. So there was a Kedusha Sayyidsol that was re-established for Mitzvahs at Luis Barth, but it was not Alidei Kibush. He says when Eretz Yisrael had no Kedusha, so the Pasuk says, Bavelu Yuvol Vishami Yu Ad Yoim Pokti Oiso. Then there was an issue to leave Bavel for Eretz Yisrael because Bavel has no Kedusha. I'm sorry, Eretz Yisrael had no Kedusha. Kedusha is totally in Kibush. The going to Eretz Yisrael, the imperative of going to Eretz Yisrael is the mitzvah of kibush. After Bayis Rishon, when the bottle kibush, bottle kedusha also, and then there's no din to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Mela was also to leave bottle to Eretz Yisrael. Mashenkin, the Rambam, that's paskening bizman hazeh. So there is kedusha, the kedusha shnia that Klal Yisrael gave to Eretz Yisrael, but Bayis Sheni does not become bottle. There's for sure no issue to go from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Mokom Kodesh. The only issue would be going from Bovel to Shara Rotzois, and all that goes under the umbrella heading of that pasuk Bovel Yuvo. But think about that. That's only according to the Rambam that Botla Kibush, Botla the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, because the only thing going to Eretz Yisrael is Alts the Kibush, like we said. According to the Ramban, there's a separate distinct Indian going to the Oretz HaMuftach HaSlavrom Avinu. That's the imperative. The Chiyuv is not Alts Kibush. The Chiyuv to go to Eretz Yisrael is in order to live in the land that was Nichros Oleh Bris Ben Avrom Avinu LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why would that become Batal by Yisrael? So there we have to say, according to the Ramban, that Reb Yehuda is Das Yochid. Reb Yehuda held that Kedusha Yisrael became Batal, Reb Zera, and that would be true even after Bayis Sheni. Be true, maybe even during Bayis Sheni, and Reb Zera held not that way, and the Ramban is passing like Reb Zera, and that's why the Ramban holds like Reb Zera that Hishbati Eschem Reis Yerushalayim was mevatel the mitzvahs kibush, and the din of going to Eretz Yisrael is al kol yochid v'yochid. But Reb Yehuda's opinion is nitcha. According to the Rambam, Reb Yehuda's opinion is still true on the level of bovel l'shara rotzis, bovel Eretz Yisrael not, because the kedusha shnia still exists. So this is a nice cheshm to round out, where you see Minei Ubei that the Rambam and the Ramban learned our sugya kol echod lefi shitose. One last point, the Ritva that we mentioned, where there's an isser bizman hazeh only to leave Eretz Yisrael. So we would have to say that since the Gemara says a member of osur lotzes meretz Yisrael, he holds that isser lotzes is because of the kedusha. One is not allowed to leave kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But he would hold that would not be mechayev one to move from. The mitzvah is only alts kibush. Bizman hazeh, we don't have that mitzvah. So mele bizman hazeh, there's no chiyuv to go from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Masha enkein, leaving Eretz Yisrael, leaving a makom kadosh, even though it's not the mitzvah, but we have a separate maima chazal of osur lotzes meretz Yisrael. That is because of the inherent kedusha b'makom, not because of the mitzvah of kibush. So the ritva holds bizman hazeh, that's all we have. There's an isur lotzes, but there's no chiyuv. La lois v'lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael. The Ransham should be mezakos. We should be zoiche to be mekayim these mitzvahs. Kol echod, the shita of kibush, the shita of mitzvahs leishim Eretz Yisrael al tzedusha zamachim. All of us together as one, all of Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak Hashem imherev yomenu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.